all the time. So, but yeah, there's going to be situations where we get behind and we're going to have to learn to be patient, stay with our game plan. And I thought we did a good job of that this weekend.
Coach,
even though we didn't get all the way back.
Right. Last season, we won a pair of games against Bowling Green, and then they bottled that hurt and used it against us in the playoffs. Is it possible that same thing could happen with us in Minnesota State late in this season, or is there too much time between the two series?
Dirk, let me tell you this. I won't have to tell our team or do a whole lot or push a whole lot of buttons to get ready to play that series come February.
Very good. Is throwing a punch ever acceptable in college hockey?
Not really, not unless you have to protect yourself or something. But no, it isn't. And I you know, for the most part, it's been good. I mean, there's a little bit of face mask grabbing and some stuff. But I think if overall, I mean, it's an emotional game and a lot's going on. For you to keep your emotions in check like we have, you know, I think we've been really good at that.
After the timeout on Saturday, this person, Coach, is curious why you didn't have Tanner on the ice when trying to tie the game.
Well, Tanner was supposed to be on the ice there, so I'm not sure if someone didn't get off the ice at the time. But, no, he was drawn up. As we drew up the play, Tanner should have been out there. So I'm not sure. I mean, I think we had somebody get trapped out there, stay out there for a long time. But good observation.
When watching Big Ten game this weekend, the announcers mentioned how the coaches have been playing a lot of freshmen early in the season, but now the meat of their conference schedule was beginning and they were going to be going with the veteran lineup. Do you share a similar philosophy and plan on going with more veterans that have proven game experience as you head down the stretch?
Well, I think, you know, we've played you know, quite a few of our games in conference already, 10 games, so we played a number of the freshmen, and we look to get more freshmen in. You know, having said that, we're going to go with the guys who give us the best chance to win every night, and at the same time, though, I think you have to keep those guys involved and get them some good experience, and guys like Joel Esperance. I thought Alex Gillies had his best weekend this weekend. Dylan Stamen, like I said, I got a lot of confidence in him. Matt Roy's played extremely well, and we've got some other guys that are just coming back from some injuries that, you know, we're going to look at and try and get in and see what they can do.
Coach, this question has to do with the lineup. What do you look for in bubble players? And all teams have guys in and out of the lineup. It seems like a few bubble guys for the Huskies have big roles when they dress.
Well, they do, and that's the key situation. I mean, certain guys can come in and play in certain roles, and they're better suited for that. So I like the flexibility. I like to, you know, guys to be able to, you know, kill penalties and play power play, but some guys are better just suited for one or the other. But as far as bubble guys go, we look for a lot of things, and number one is, are they going to add some energy to the lineup when they get inserted if they haven't played? And that's so important right now, as much as the X's and O's, is the energy and the execution. And we've got a number of guys that can play and play well, and then that's a good thing, but it also makes it very tough, and keeping those guys hungry and keeping them positive and keeping their confidence up.
Coach, I know you got to go. We're going to let you go. And that's our last question really quick this weekend coming up against the Chargers.
Well, it's an important weekend. It's our last conference games before the Christmas break. You know, I think if we can go down there and get the job done, it'll set us up to be in a good position to start the second half, which if you look at our schedule, I believe we got, you know, 8 of 9 at home right to start, or maybe 9 of 10. So we put in ourselves in a good spot, but these are two very important games against a team that's playing extremely well right now. I mean, they're playing their best hockey since Mike Corbett's been there, and so it's going to be no easy task. They've got a really good goaltender. They're a scrappy team. They like to keep games close and win low-scoring games. So we're going to have our hands full, but, you know, I like our team. I like how we fought this weekend. I like how we played. I like our energy, and we'll be ready to go down in Alabama.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get to practice, and we'll talk to one of the assistant coaches in just a moment. More of the Mel Pearson Show coming up right after this on Mix 93.
Bucko's Party Store in Calumet is your hunting headquarters of the Copper Country. A full supply of bait featuring free rifle season weigh-in station with the Buck Pole. Don't forget to pick up whatever hunting license you need. Bucko's sells them all. Stack up the camp as all 24 and 30 packs of beer are marked at record lows. Plus great savings throughout the store on pop, alcohol, and food and everything in between. All sales do not include taxes or deposit. At Bucko's Party Store, Calumet.
Holy Brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger stuffed with Italian sausage topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Coach has gone to practice. We've got on the phone with us assistant coach Billy McComb. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing fine, Derek. How about yourself?
How's your voice, man? I know you do a lot of yelling during the game, and we talk to you in between one of the periods every night, and you're hoarse already by that time. On Monday, you must be really hoarse.
Yeah, it's I don't know how good I sound right now, but anyway, I guess a little maybe some throat lozenges and stuff like that, but yeah, definitely part of coaching. So, anyway, enjoy it and passionate about it. So,
well, congratulations on the great start. I know it was a bummer weekend that we couldn't come out with a win against that very good Minnesota State team. Before we get to the NLIs, can we just have your thoughts on the two games against Minnesota State?
Well, you know what? You got to give them credit. They're a very good hockey team. But I'm proud of the way our kids played. I thought Jamie had a great game Friday. And I thought our team played really, really well on Saturday, well enough to win. You know, obviously there's some inconsistencies and a couple of tough calls at the net on some jam plays. And obviously in the scouting report, we knew that was going to be a factor. But I think, you know, it's a bounce here, a bounce there. We had the lead going into both games, you know, and just didn't quite close it out. But they're as good as any team in the country, and I think we're right there with them. You know, you want to take the positives, and you want to continue to build on the things that we think we can improve on and learn and grow. And you know, philosophy is just getting putting yourself in a position to play for a national championship, and it's about winning four games at the end of the year. And winning four games in a row, and if you've done that, then you're going to have a great season.
We're in that area now where we can talk a little bit about national letters of intent, and do you have some information we can actually release on the air now, Coach?
Yeah, we've got some national letters of intent from some players. So, you know, Jake Jackson is a forward that's playing in Nanaimo, the British Columbia Junior League. He's drafted by the San Jose Sharks. He's having a fantastic year out there. He plays with a tremendous amount of speed, and is probably as fast as anybody playing junior hockey. So he's gonna fit in really nice with the pace and the tempo that we play.
Was he somebody ever, Coach, on the radar to come in at this year? Was he always going to be next year?
Yeah, he was actually. He had a tough year last year in the USHL. He got hurt his knee early and, you know, didn't get off to the start he had wanted to have. And, you know, we just decided after talking, it was in his best interest to go play another year junior and get more confidence. You know, he's originally from the state of Minnesota, was a finalist for Mr. Hockey, scored a Scored everywhere he's been, and you know, we feel he's going to do that at Tech as well.
And just looking at his stats and what we hear from you and the other coaches and from you know, read up on him online or whatever, he just seems like he's somebody that's going to come in and fit into what you guys have system wise here at Michigan Tech.
No question. Just the speed that he plays the game and the pace that we're trying to play and are playing at. He's gonna be a big time forward. He's really learned to play without the puck. He's got some good coaching. He's on one of the two top teams out there. And one of the things I like about him is how he's playing.